Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Dalet. The Mishneh continues to discuss cases of long-distance Maaser switching. Peros b'Yerushalayim u'Maos b'Medina. What if I have fruit in Yerushalayim and the money is out in the Medina, is out in Eretz Yisrael somewhere? Oimer, person can say, Har hamalos hahem mechulalan al peros ha'elu. The Kedusha on that money, which is back home, is chal on these fruits right now. Mishnah discusses another case. Hamaos b'Yerushalayim, uferos b'Medina. The money is in Yerushalayim, and the fruit is in some city in Eretz Yisrael. Omar, hari hamaos ha'elu mechulalan al peros ha'hem. This money is now mechulal on those fruits. So the Kedusha from this money has left. This money is now back on those fruits back at home. Bilvad shiyalu aperos v'yachlu b'Yerushalayim. And of course, this is only appropriate for a person to do if they're going to take these fruits up to Yerushalayim and eat them there in a state of Tahara. So Mishnah Hay in Perek Gimel of Maaser Sheni continues on the topic of switching the money and the peros of Maaser Sheni. Ma'os nichnasos liYerushalayim viyotzos. Money with a kedusha of Maaser Sheni can come and go from Yerushalayim. Uferos nichnasin ve'enan yotzin. Fruit, though, can only go to Yerushalayim, but you're not allowed to take it out of Yerushalayim once you've brought it there. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, Af peros nichnasin viyotzin. Fruit also can come and go from Yerushalayim. Rabbi Gamliel gives this heta, according to the Rav, because if you want to go and process the fruit and eat it in Yerushalayim, then that's why you would be allowed to. He says that you could go grind your grain of Maaser Sheni and bake it in some bakery outside of Yerushalayim, and then eat it back in Yerushalayim. The Tanakhama would not permit such a thing to be done, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Gamliel.